Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Bart in New York. I'm in Cleveland. I'm at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. The Knicks and the Cavs tonight. We'll have full coverage, 98.7 ESPN, starting at 7. I'm on the MSG call with the Hall of Famer Mike Breen. I'm in the arena. It's nice enough that they are letting me use this spot here where Ed Cohen and company will do the call. But
they, you know why,
coming,
you know why,
coming out on the court right now. Yeah.
That's a Detroit guy, you know what I'm saying?
What's that?
Dan Gilbert, Detroit guy. He heard you was hanging with Bart and Han, you know what I'm saying? You know,
you're going to open it up for me?
You know what I'm saying? Detroit, you know, whatever you need, man. You need some Shinolas?
Well, watches. You know what? I'm kind of like looking out on the court right now. So they had the shoot-around was this morning, and that's all done. So the players all left. And now coming out, it looks like a corporate shoot-around, like a corporate-sponsored shoot-around. So it's like a whole bunch of white dudes in sweatpants. They have jerseys too, though.
It's just like I feel like I need
to stretch out.
It's like that camp that Michael Jordan used to have for grown men to go to a basketball camp. Like, bro, your game ain't gonna get no better, man. You are what you are. Like, stop trying to do some drills at the Michael Jordan camp.
I mean, it's still fun to get to play on an NBA court. It's awesome, right? But I'm just I'm watching like just some of the shots. I'm watching some of the athleticism, and I'm thinking to myself, let me loosen up, man, get a little
running. I'm about to say, what if somebody come here and get on the mic? Give him the chump, man. Give him the chump.
After sitting for, let's see. Oh, it's Cavaliers Fantasy Basketball. Oh. That's what it is. They have big now up on the scoreboard, this huge scoreboard they have here. It's called Cavaliers Fantasy Basketball, presented by Great Lakes Brewing Company. Look at this. We're gonna get a little game going, a little run happening here. Okay, so that's what's happening here at the arena. But then tonight, obviously, the Knicks and the Cavs. And Bart, as we talked about at the start of the show, the Julius Randle, now after our show yesterday, it was announced that he will now be reevaluated in 2 weeks with what is an ankle sprain that he suffered Wednesday against the Heat. And this is critical now, because 2 weeks from now is when the first round of the playoffs begin. Now the Knicks are on the verge of clinching a top six, but they're not. There's nothing given right now. They still have to at least win one or two more games of the last five to get it done. They'll have to do it without Julius Randle. So the question is, how do they survive this so that they don't get in the play-in, which they've already clinched a play-in berth? If they're in the play-in, that's a week from now. Sunday's game, a week from this Sunday, Easter Sunday, is their last game of the season. 2 days later is when the 7-10 play-in format begins. You don't want to be in that, because you'll have to then try to win a win-or-go-home game without your star player. So they have to figure out, how do they survive these last five games without a guy who's averaging 25-10-4? With all the warts and all the things that people have, the issues that we've all had with Julius, whether it's his personality or everything else.
Numbers don't lie.
It's a guy that still is very productive. And this tonight against the Cavs, a lot of people think could be a first-round preview 4-5 matchup. And I'm like, don't even look at that tonight. Don't watch tonight thinking, okay, this will tell us what the first round's going to look like. It's not going to tell us anything. But what you have to see is what's going to tell us is who on the Knicks is ready to take this step up. Emmanuel Quickley has done it while Jalen Brunson has been hurt. Who's going to do it now with Julius Randle out?
It's got to be Obi Toppin, man. I mean, he was a high pick. He was one of the best players in college basketball when he came out. You know what I mean? Come on, man. His dad did a 720, man. His dad, you know what I'm saying? You got to come out and represent. This is your opportunity, because guys are trying to figure out where do you fit for the long term in the future. And I think, you know, people may start hearing about him maybe in trade bait. Like, I mean, because Julius playing well, so he's going to be part of the core.
Yeah,
it's time for him to show up and show up. You know what I mean? It's like, hey, man, I can play, man. I'm behind a great player right now.
It certainly is. And you know what else it's time for? Because it's hour number three. It's Friday. It's Bart and Han. So, Bart Scott, before we get to calls and 800-919-3776 and everything else, tell the people what it means.
Oh, and I'm on our old studio, so I got the acoustics are right. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got the pictures up no more, but it's all good. It's the power hour, 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 hour. Oh, I feel good. It just bounced off the wall. We got all three TVs. We got the
gong
shelves.
The gong never sounded any better, too, right? It's always better in that studio with the gong.
Yeah, man.
So let's just think about where the Knicks are going now at this point now without Julius Randle. First and foremost, as Jalen Brunson just returns from injury and now you lose another. Brunson talking about how the team can rally around Randle here.
Keep his spirits up, you know, make sure that he's focusing on getting back as healthy and as fast as he can. And I think for us, it's going out there and just trying to win ball games. You know, it's a next man up mentality. And for us, it's a group effort. So nothing really changes besides the fact that he's not playing tonight. So we just got to keep it going.
All right. And then aside from that, how about just RJ Barrett, who had a great second half, a really good second half, 11 points in the second half to help the team pull out that win against the Heat. But he has not played great lately. They need him to take that next step. And one thing that we could see out of RJ Barrett, just like Josh Hart, is Barrett could actually play some four, strong enough, not tall enough, but strong enough, and something that Tom Thibodeau might try. So R.J. Barrett talked about the advantages of playing the four spot.
I think it gives me an advantage. We have another ball handler out there, as well as, you know, I'm a guy that's, you know, I could play physical. I could get rebounds, you know, and push and stuff. So I'm not too out of my element, you know, being down there. And I say it's obviously different because I'm not really, you know, on the wing. And sometimes we got to figure it out. Sometimes we got two guys on the wing now instead of one. So, you know, just stuff like that. But I'm comfortable. I've done it before. I'm sure I could do it again.
I mean, that's another thing to look at is I'd want to see him take that step. I want to see him say, okay, we got one of our stars out. I got to take my game to the next level. Because he can score. He scored 40 points in a game this year. He's averaging almost 20 points a game. He's a guy that can provide offense. And if there's ever a time, and think about this too. Tonight he's going up against the Cavs. Donovan Mitchell, the Knicks almost traded him for. Darius Garland was taken one pick after him in the 2019 draft, and he's already been an all-star. Like, think about those things for R.J. Barrett as motivation, not only tonight, but in a first-round series as well. Hi, Bart. How you doing?
No, I heard you say Julius you good? Randle. Yeah, I'm Gucci.
Yeah, what happened? What'd you get lost in?
Huh?
You got caught up in something, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
Damn.
But no, you were talking about Julius Randle.
We're in the power hour, and you just literally just checked out.
No, I was trying to like look up something on, like, you know, because I can't look up stuff on the computer because I have to be on FaceTime. So now I'm trying to look it up on my phone, and the internet is so sorry in here. Yeah. I can't get the data points. You know what I'm saying?
No, I don't. But that's fine.
I threw you off. You know, you threw me a lob,
and I called timeout.
Talked like
about something.
I called timeout like J.R. Smith, man. Like, shoot the ball. Took it out. Bad teammate.
Is tomorrow this weekend like something big when it comes to Twitter and the blue check thing?
Yeah.
Why is everybody talking about blue check on Twitter right now?
Because they're about to take people with blue check. They think people have to pay for blue checks or something like that.
Is there like a deadline for that? Like if you don't buy your blue check at this point, you're going to lose it?
Nah, who cares?
I haven't paid attention to it, but LeBron James put out a tweet. And he said, well, guess my blue check will be gone soon because if you know me, I ain't paying the $5.
Exactly. I mean, I think. Listen, Elon Musk.
Are you going to pay for it? I ain't paying for it.
No, I mean, Elon Musk. Ever since he took over Twitter, has been trying to make major changes to kind of monetize certain things that wasn't being monetized. Like, remember, he tried to pay like $5 for something, and people were like, nope. And then he said, he was going to have to do it. The blue check is something he's been talking about for a while. I mean, on Instagram, you get verified as blue check. You know, it's like a status thing. They know that it's you. It's not some dummy account. But at this point, you think LeBron James and his Twitter, they don't know that that's him once they see that he has 100 million followers? Like, oh, no, this may not be LeBron James. Like, come on, man. Like, you know, but Elon's trying, man. He's one of the richest men in the world, and I think he took over Twitter as a project. I don't know what he really thought he was going to do with it. But at the end of the day, you know, he trying to use it and make bread off of it and maybe sell it or maybe destroy the fact that, you know, people have, you know, it's one of the biggest lines of communication there was.
I can't figure it out. All I know is, like, the blue check at one time, at the very beginning, used to represent I can trust this person.
Yeah.
Because Twitter certified. In the very beginning, like,
he's not a catfish troll.
Twitter, but Twitter first started out as, you know, oh, it's just people getting to know each other kind of thing. Like, it made the world smaller and all that. And at first you're like, oh, this is kind of cool. But then it became, to me, a resource of information that, you know, in our business, especially when you see reporters who are reporting things, it was just that quicker one-stop shopping kind of thing that I don't have to keep – I don't have to Google everything. I don't have to read through several different articles. Like, I can get it in like a quick digest of a couple of reports.
Yeah, you can get it straight from them.
But now I don't know who's a reporter and who's not.
Right.
Because the check used to give me the indication that this is a credible resource of somebody that earned the status of getting a blue check because you were somebody that worked for a news organization or you were somebody considered, you know, a celebrity. Now, you could buy one, which just changes the whole game. I don't know who to trust. I don't know whose information is important, who's not. And you could say, look at their followers, but even that kind of throws you off. So,
yeah, you get it from the horse's mouth now, though, too. That was a big thing about Twitter because, you know, athletes can break their own news.
But I'm not – again, you have people that handle your social media for you. You don't like to be on social media. I get it. Of course, a few minutes ago you were ignoring me. But are you going to want to keep the blue check or are you out on that?
I don't care. Like, I can care less. Like, I'm not one of these guys to kind of break news. And, like, you look at – I think about the guys like Michael Parson. This is a big platform for him. I think maybe he'll pay. But if LeBron's not going to pay, then I think it's going to set the stage for a lot of guys not to play.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because, you know, he's a leader. And people look at him, well, if LeBron's not going to pay, he thinks that, you know, people kind of know who his account is. Now, the thing is, will it be dummy accounts that get set up to act like they're that person? And then that's when you have to utilize, well, where's the blue check?
Unfortunately, it's just – all right. So LeBron's not going to pay. I don't think many people are going to, but – it's sad. It's like Twitter had a heyday, and I think it's pretty much, you know, starting to crumble at this point. Speaking of which, Woj was on Twitter earlier, has a story from sources. So I don't know if you know this, but I know this is going on at all the leagues you have, like CBA negotiations, right? The NBA and the Players Association are trying to get a new CBA done because there's an opt-out deadline coming tonight. So as they're working on it, one thing that's interesting, and we've talked about this, is that apparently – a deal will not include changing the minimum draft age to end the one and done.
Also,
so apparently the high school thing, we thought like maybe they were going to go back to the high school player can come out and right away from high school on. No, you still have to wait a full year beyond your high school graduation before you can play in the NBA.
You know
so you can
about?
Play in college or you can go to the G League and play Ignite, which some Scoot Henderson's doing and some other guys have done.
Yep.
But they're not going to go back to the days of, you know, graduate high school, go right to the NBA like Kobe and KG and LeBron
Stoudemire.
And others have done.
Yeah.
Yep.
Makes sense, though, right? Because I think they want to keep the health of the G League going and keep that as a developmental league and then you know, to be able to have some of the best talent there. As you know, here I'm in the studio and they got the G League playoffs going on right now.
Yep.
The Charge beat the Nets or lost to the Nets 107-111. You know, that's kind of what it is. It's like they don't want to kill the health of this league because they are able to get some of the top talent, some of the biggest names like Scoot to come out and play in that league, which is good for the league and keeps attendance up, you know, much like NFL Europe used to be.
Mm-hmm. And that Hoops update brought to you by the new Jack Daniels and Coca-Cola. Jack Daniels and Coca-Cola is here. It's born for what's next, born for a bolder taste. Jack Daniels and Coca-Cola born for this. Enjoy responsibly. Now, we've got a lot of basketball this weekend, of course. Again, the Knicks and the Cavs tonight. The Nets play tonight as well, right? The Nets have a – who's their opponent? Damn it. Bart, so you're doing it to me now.
Hold on. I'll get off Zoom and I'll see. You just keep talking, and I'll go here because I already had it pulled up. Let me see.
The Nets and the Bucks?
The Bucks got
the Hawks or Atlanta. That's right, Atlanta.
The Bucks got the last night. 41 burger. What was Theotis? What the hell was Theotis? Thanasis
gave the headbutt to Blake Griffin. Yeah,
everybody tried Blake Griffin in his world.
But I just want to tell everybody though, this Nets Hawks game. Like again, watch all this stuff because right now the Nets are behind the Knicks by it's two games. The Knicks are 3.5. I think it's 3.5 up on Miami. And this all matters because if the Hawks beat the Nets, it opens the door more for the Knicks. Like the door is now open more. So it's not just Knick wins, it's also opponent losses. Miami plays over the weekend. I know they got the Jazz and they've got – oh, no, maybe the Nets have the Jazz. Saturday's game is a big game as well for Miami. I have a million things in my head. I'm trying to prep for tonight's game as well.
I can pull it up.
There's just way too much going on in my head right now, and it's been 3 hours, and I'm having a hard time focus. But anyways, the bottom line is it's not just Knick wins. It's also what your opponents are doing that are right behind you in the standings. So a lot of scoreboard watching. And then, of course, Barb, we have the Final Four. I have a feeling when we do Can't Wait later on in the show, just reminding you that you have to do it, that I think we'll get a lot of Final Four stuff, and not only on the men's side, on the women's side.
Caitlin Clark's time.
Yeah, you're all –
We done playing with her.
I had a feeling that you were going to be all about that game. That's the second game of the Final Four, South Carolina against Iowa. And Dawn Staley, whose team hasn't lost in like 2 years, going up against Caitlin Clark, who's just an absolute dominant player, 40-point triple-doubles.
Would you take her or would you take Baby D with the braids from South Carolina?
I love when you do Baby D with the braids.
Because you remind me of my daughter, man. That's how my daughter play ball. My daughter ain't as good, but my daughter out there, she's bigger than everybody. You know what I'm saying? She got the braids. You know, she might score a basket, and then she turn around and hit you in the face. You know what I'm saying? When she turn real fast, she whip you in the face with the braids.
Aaliyah Boston.
Yeah, Boston, man. Yeah. She, best team, best player for a couple years.
Yeah.
Caitlin Clark is like a phenom, but I'm trying to figure out, like, if you start in a team in the pros, who you starting it with?
Probably Caitlin Clark.
You think?
She controls the basketball, yeah.
But Aaliyah Boston, man, she's been a force.
You said who you starting a team with, not who do you want on your team. You want somebody that controls the basketball, controls the play. Caitlin Clark controls the play.
She is a beast. I mean, she got range.
We'll
she got Steph.
We'll
Curry. She got Steph Curry range now.
Yeah.
I wonder if they take her out boxing one, beat her up. I want to see. Remember how Gino was all talking about, you know, Dawn, and Dawn had to come out and.
Yeah,
you know,
they went back and forth.
Yeah,
yep.
Yeah. About, oh, this is really basketball. They playing tough. Like, man, stop it.
Just remember too that we are not talking about Paige Bueckers. She got hurt again, and we haven't talked about her all damn year, right?
Right,
but that's you're talking about another baller. Once she gets into the league,
she was her. I didn't even know she was still in college, man.
Well, she was a freshman, like she's a kid. It's amazing, but she's just so damn good. 800-919-3776 is the number. Let's take John in Forest Hills. What's up, John?
Good afternoon, Alan and Bart. I was just thinking that now that Julius is hurt. You know, last year when he was struggling, the fans, it was booing him and everything. And the talk about, trading for Donovan Mitchell with R.J. Barrett, Obi, and I think Deuce McBride, that was the deal. Now it gives Obi and R.J. an opportunity to really step up and show that they're really worth it, and especially Obi, because I believe he, as long as Julius is there, he's never going to get significant minutes. So I just think that, it's a good opportunity for both these guys, and let's see what they can do. Because I'm not sure Julius is going to be ready for the playoffs.
Yeah, they hope he will be, and you don't know what percentage, as far as how we don't know how bad the ankle is, right? So, like, that's obviously a thing that you've got to figure out. What can we find that we can go with if we don't have him even at 100%? That part, yes. And for Obi, as I mentioned at the beginning of the show, Bart, Obi Toppin, as I was watching this team and watching minutes and everything else, I was saying to myself, when we get to the postseason, coaches don't open up a rotation. In fact, you cut it back even more. So if Tom Thibodeau's playing 9 in the playoffs, he'll probably play 8. Now, he'll probably dabble a couple of minutes here if he can steal minutes here and there with a couple of guys. But when you're in the – you want to be in the top 8 in the rotation because you're going to get significant, at least play more than 10 minutes a game. Obi Toppin was not in that – I don't believe was in that rotation for the playoffs. But he can now get this opportunity in the last 5 games – to do something about that, to open some eyes and say, hey, you want to make sure I'm part of this. And you also want to give some confidence to say, well, if Randall's not 100% and he can't really play, 38 minutes in a game in the postseason, which normally stars do, you want to feel pretty confident that I can put Obi in the game and he's got something going at the end of the season that told me that I can trust him. So you got to watch that. Like, yeah, these are big games for Obi Toppin to do more than just sit in the corner and shoot threes and leak out and get layups. He's got to play some defense, get after it. He's got to get some rebounds. Like, I need to see him impact the game in ways that open the eyes of the coaching staff to say, okay, you know what, we could trust him. We should keep him in the rotation.
Yeah, and the thing is, right, we know how, you know, Tibbs is impressed, not by so much by offense, but from rebounding and defense, you know, being responsible, help defense, the defensive rotations. So if he wants to show, he has to show that he's not going to be a liability on the defensive side of the ball. He's going to have to be able to do more than just run and get out on fast breaks and catch lobs. He's going to have to step out there, play great pick and roll defense, you know, make sure that he's showing, make sure he's also hitting the crashing the boards. Like you said, Randall being out takes away, what, 10 rebounds a game. Can he come in there? Can he get that type of productivity? Can he be the toughness? Because Julius is one of the toughest players in the league, one of the strongest in the league. Can he get in there and get gritty? Can he get down there and get dirty and get in there and get them, you know, do the dirty work? Can he get that Charles Oakley work going?
I don't know if he's got that kind of game, but he's got to be somebody that is going to impact the game more than just what he has been so far. All right, 800-919-3776. We can discuss your level of concern now. Can the Knicks survive these last five games of the season without Julius Randle? Because they have to now do whatever it takes to avoid the 7-10. There is still a possibility, because of a three-way tiebreaker, that they wouldn't get into the top six. It's very minimal, very minimal. But, you know, again, without your star player, anything can happen. And it starts tonight here in Cleveland.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
You know what else happened yesterday in baseball on opening day? As we were talking about, the game is shorter, the different rules and all that other stuff. You know what else happened?
Was it a
Shohei Ohtani was lights out. Which he comes out of the WBC, and he was unbelievable in the WBC. He gets his start opening day for the Angels. 10 strikeouts.
Ten Ks.
Guys, by the way, calling his own pitches. He's got the pitch con on him. Calling his own pitches. Absolute control. Just, again, he is just really becoming that guy. But in the end, did it matter?
Nope.
Why didn't it matter?
And that's what we're looking for, right? With two of the best players in all of baseball. Because they got the L, Alan. They got the L. It's great for the Mets. Because, we want Shohei to give up hope. Say, you know what? No matter what I do, you bums, I can't carry you bums. You're too damn heavy. And say, you know what? Get me up out of here. And you want the Angels to say, you know what? We need to get something for him. Can we clean out a farm system?
He had a 1-0 lead.
It's ridiculous.
He did. I mean, there's nothing more that you.
Why does he only have
complete game? 6 innings, 2 hits, 10 strikeouts, 93 pitches, just dominant.
What did Trout do?
But the bullpen. First of all, the offense gives him nothing. You get one run. Trout was 0-for-3 with a walk.
You see what I'm saying? Like, this dude making $400 million. He gave
Shohei
me
at least had a hit.
Nothing.
Also, by the way, he hit, so he was 1-for-3. And he also drew a walk, but he struck out twice. But still, the offense gave him nothing. And his bullpen gives up 2 runs in the 8th, and see ya. This is what I mean. And it's funny. You know, it's Jessica Mendoza, who we both love. She was on Get Up this morning. And she was literally – it's one game, and she's already talking about pleading. If you guys aren't winning, will you please trade this man to a contender? Because we saw in the WBC, don't we need this?
Yeah,
like, come on, the baseball needs him on a team that actually can win games and meaningful games and do something that we're watching like we watched in the WBC. I mean, in March. March can't be the time where the country was caught up in Shohei Ohtani. It can't be March that the only time we really are paying attention to this guy.
You know the crazy thing about Mendoza and her comments? She's not crying for Mike Trout. How funny is that?
Well, because again, he chose his
nobody's saying, please let Mike Trout get on the team so we can see him on a bigger stage. Because we've seen him on many stages and he has not lived up to the expectations that we thought. And remember, it was Shohei Ohtani that sent them packing for the WBC as he wasn't able to handle the pitching. So I mean, it's amazing how far we've come. I think, you know, we think that the world is in the game is getting cheated by not being able to see Shohei on a team that can support, you know, the greatness of that what he's doing. Like his records, his win losses are screwed, and it's not because of how he played. He's had dominant performances. Listen, before this year, I didn't think he was a number one ace, but he's continuing to get better every year as far as being able to be a pitcher as well, right? We thought that, you know, he was a good pitcher and a good hitter, but we didn't think he could be somebody one. They put him out there first, opening day starter, Shohei Ohtani. He came out and he delivered the goods. And we know he's not stretched out yet, you know what I mean? To go six innings, that just lets you know.
Well, it's 93 pitches, though. You're not going to just having him go, you know, pitch complete games in an opening day. You're just not going to do that.
Yeah,
but you
of
also
course.
Expect the offense is going to give you more than one run.
Especially when you supposedly have the best hitter in all of baseball. Like, listen, I would wonder this. With yesterday's performances, Judge and Ohtani, who do you think is the front runner to be the MVP?
After one game?
Yep.
They're going to be in the conversation. They're going to be in the conversation. But Ohtani is going to be in the conversation.
But who are you picking?
Because you just know that he's going to be that guy. But who are you picking after one game? I'm not answering that question.
Crazy thing is, if Judge only gets 43, see, like, Judge has to do something historic because, you know, Ohtani plays, you know, pitcher and he's a hitter.
Yes.
Like, he can have 30 or 35 home runs and pitch well and win MVP. Judge, if he doesn't get 50 or lead the league in home runs, he doesn't have a chance for it. I know he's great defensively.
I also want to see Ohtani, and the one trepidation I have with him is after throwing 100 miles an hour or more in the WBC and you know, that early on, is he going to be able to go the distance and not have setbacks and injuries and things that slow him down? Because we all know, I mean, that's just how pitches are handled these days, is, you know, will they have to shut him down? Will he have some soreness? Will he have something that keeps him out of it? That's what you worry about. So again, like, that's the only thing. But when he's right, he's the best thing in the sport right now.
I think WBC kind of trained him to be able to go all year, right? When you think about guys like Nolan Ryan that used to pitch crazy innings, you know what I mean?
We'll
give you seven, right? I think he's built up that scar tissue because, you know, I think that intensity of playing has his body prepared, so he's not like, you know, crazy off season where you got to ramp yourself back up because you haven't been doing baseball activities. He's been pitching. The only way you get endurance from pitching is by pitching.
Let's get some calls in here at 800-919-3776. Is it Renault in Brentwood? My old stomping grounds.
No, it's Renault. Thank you.
Renault, how you doing, man?
I'm all right, man. I was calling just to say that I believe last year towards the end of the season, Julius Randle got hurt and Obi stopped and filled in pretty well, I believe.
He had a 40-point game. Yeah, he did very well. But remember, those games didn't have a lot of meaning. So this is a better opportunity for him because these games have meaning. Like, I think this is bigger for him than last year was.
Agreed. Will Brunson be playing with him?
Oh yeah, Jalen Brunson's healthy.
That was without Brunson. He played okay. So I'm thinking with Brunson, he can only be better than what he was last year.
Yeah, you know? I see what you're saying. With a point guard that can score, open up the – yeah, it is something to watch. There's no doubt about it, Renaud. And again, it starts tonight. I'm curious to see usage because there's been a lot of talk about you can try RJ at the four, you can play Josh Hart at the four. So it's not like they're just, well, we've got Obi, we're just going to plug him right in as the starter and he's going to carry the minutes. I mean, yeah, Obi's a top 10 pick. He was a player of the year in college. Like, you got to hope you can get more out of him than, we're going to play him 10 minutes and we're going to try all this other stuff. I would hope that if we're going to get an opportunity, you're going to see it tonight, and let's see what Obi's got in his bag, what he's been working on to take his game to the next level. Tom is in the Bronx. What's up, Tom?
Hey, how you doing? Bart, you guys are great. I think Ohtani took the team over from Trout this year, right? It's Ohtani's team now.
Yeah, I think we all agree on that. I don't think Trout ever really was like that kind of a leader. That's not who he is.
Yeah, when you saw Ohtani
just he affects everybody in a way that you don't really normally see that in baseball. I mean, the way he plays.
Look at the speech that he told him about. Listen, you could be fans of these guys, but not today.
Right.
You know, what I mean, we're going to go out there. We're
that
gonna
speech
compete.
To
we're
the Japanese team
that
was something.
That showed you that hey, he is a leader. And if you're anybody that can afford $600 million, $60 million a year, I don't know how you're not clamoring over this guy and saying I will give up whatever I have to give up. This guy is the nucleus and the centerpiece of whatever I want to do on a team.
Tom. Okay, thank you, Tom.
Tom
was trying to say something, and he just kind of like, whatever you said just mesmerized him, right?
Listen, Ohtani in that speech, man, showed you a lot.
I agree.
I can't imagine Trout having a speech like that.
Yeah, it's just not his personality.
I don't know if he's capable of that or willing to step out there like that, but that's a bold statement to say that when you know cameras are watching. Like, admire them, yes, but not today.
Yeah, but again, that just shows you the other element of him, that how comfortable he would be in that element to stand in front of a group, to deliver that kind of a inspirational address. It's leadership. Now, you could say, oh, it was just like a show, and what if they lost? Would it matter? It's the point is that guys like that just kind of know, and he's got that now it factor. And if he's playing on an Angels team that, once again, is just going to be one of those teams that nobody gives a crap about, that's bad for baseball. It's bad enough that Mike Trout, who's supposed to be the best positional player in the sport, right? He's supposed to be the best we have.
I would say say Bryce Harper's passed him now. At this point, what Bryce Harper did, I know Bryce Harper's great all-star, you know, MVP year, then he has a bad year. But I wouldn't even put Mike Trout in the top – you know, top five as far as best players in baseball now.
Top five?
I wouldn't make him top five.
All right, name them. Name five.
Soto, Bryce Harper, Aaron Judge.
Wow, you put Aaron Judge ahead of Mike Trout.
Yeah, of course. I think the last couple of years been healthy. Judge has been healthy the last couple of years. Let me see. I think what's the guy in for the Blackhawks?
The Blackhawks.
I mean, not the Blackhawks, the White Sox. I'm trying to think of the guy from the White Sox, man. Can't think of him right now. But we know, I think Juan Soto's better. Hey, right now, man, if you go with it, Manny Machado, what he had, Manny Machado was damn near MVP last year.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's my five right there before I even get to Trout. And I know I'm missing some. I mean, I can just go to the Dodgers roster. Hell, I can go to the Astros roster.
I just love that you go to that place that Stephen A. goes to all the time, and them boys.
I'm just saying, them boys.
Like,
you know
legit just go right to and them boys.
It's a lot of names, man.
I mean, you look, the fact that you don't remember Tim Anderson,
who we have had
on the show.
I know. You know who I meant, though. You know who I meant when I said.
Yeah, I don't know if you're putting Tim Anderson in the same realm as Mike Trout. But
What has Mike Trout done in the last 2 years other than miss about 40 games?
He's like, all right. I don't think he's great for the sport playing in a market like that. But I'm not going to say that he's not one of the best players in the game.
I said not top
five. Five-tool player. He's a five-tool player. This poor guy's about to blow out his ACL. Oh, my God. This poor guy's going to blow out his ACL.
Is he playing as a PF Flyers?
No, there's one guy wearing jeans. But, I mean, most people are at least attempting to dress. So, all right, I'm in Cleveland for the game tonight. So, we're at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse where the game's going to be. So, during the afternoon, they have this fantasy basketball thing that they do where it looks like it's like a corporate-sponsored kind of thing. So, it's a lot of middle-aged guys. And I think there is one or two females. But there's a bunch of middle-aged guys, not in the best shape. And some of them, there's two guys now wearing jeans. Most people are wearing athletic gear. But this one dude, like, they're doing this dribble up and down the floor, just drill from end zone, end to end. And this one guy came out of the gates like he wanted to win the sprint. And I was really worried that we were going to just see ligaments I was going to hear them snap. from here. You know? Like, you know, you just start to cringe, like, oh, no, no.
Did they warm up? Listen, I need our listeners to support me. Help me name five guys that's better than Trout. I'm gonna go Ronald Acuna Jr. too.
Can you name five guys that are right now better than Mike Trout? Bart,
right now I got Aaron Judge.
Bart just named five baseball players that he
knows. No. I got Bryce Harper. I got Acuna, and I got Soto.
All right. 800-919-3776. Well, it's going to help. I think it's pretty obvious can't wait for this weekend. That's coming up, of course. But, yeah, we'll do that with your calls as well. Five players better than Mike Trout right now. I don't think they exist, but you can go ahead and give it a shot.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
You said there are five players in the league right now better than Mike Trout.
Yep.
I just find Mike Trout to be a guy who's super talented, but baseball can't take advantage of his talent because he just doesn't have any magnetism whatsoever. But his teammate Shohei Ohtani does. And after yesterday, they lose. He's amazing again. It's like, can we get this guy off a losing team? But let's see if people can name five players better than Trout, like you tried to do. Kenny and Whitestone. Go ahead, Kenny.
Hi, guys. Ohtani, Judge, Ramirez, Turner, Machado.
Turner's a pretty good one.
Yeah, see, I'll rock with that. Anything that makes me look better. What about Soto, man? People, Soto and Acuna? Acuna is the man for
Mike
Atlanta
Trout,
Braves.
Dude. It's Mike
it's
Trout.
It's Acuna. They gave him the bag, too.
Yeah, but again, the guy has been doing it for a long time.
Doing what? Losing?
Well, he's been losing a lot, yeah.
Doing what? Losing?
You know, after the Jets make the playoffs this coming year.
He's a loser.
Do you know that? I think it's the Sabres and the Angels, I believe, are the teams with the longest playoff drought. I thought I saw that on the list, right? Isn't it the Sabres, the hockey team, the Buffalo Sabres? And I think the Angels, isn't it 8 years? Does that sound right?
Sound about right to me, man. They ain't did nothing. Listen, Angels ain't did nothing, man.
All right. Tell you what.
Like, they went out.
We got a minute to go to the weekend. What is it you can't wait to see this weekend, man?
I mean, listen, it's all about college basketball. Listen, I helicopter in. Everybody in the world's bracket is busted. Maybe your bracket isn't busted, you know, in the women's game, but I'm starting off with the men's game. Nobody had FAU in. I can't wait to see if we can have an all-Florida championship as we got the Molly and we got the Christine versus the Dan Orlovsky's of the world guy. He's finally flexing some UConn gear. He's been on the show with me for 2 years. I only seen UConn gear twice, but all of a sudden he's a proud UConn alumni. Yeah. But I tell you what, nobody had FAU in San Diego State. One of those teams are going to make history for their program. You know, mm-hmm. There's no way around that. But right now it looks like UConn is the cream of the crop. You know what I mean? It looks like they're the final. If there was a blue blood or something like that, they're the powerhouse, the brand name left. But then also go over to the women's. You know,
are you looking at the clock? Are you watching the clock?
Oh, yeah. Virginia Tech versus LSU,
good.
Man. I'm rocking with that. South
good.
Carolina versus good. Iowa. Caitlin Clark good. Versus Oh, Robinson.
All right, and I tell you what, shout out Junior Islanders going for the Dineen Cup this weekend. Coach Marcou, my son Zach, go get it done.
Put him in the glass, Zach! Weekend.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.